we'll be back with your starting lineups for tonight's game. Thayer and Branson at the Liberator Tournament in Palomar. We'll be back in just 2 minutes. On the
Ecom Sports Network. Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat screen TV that just got stolen.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We buy cars, trucks, and SUVs. Used vehicles are worth top dollar right now, and we want to buy your car. Bring by your vehicle and title for an instant cash offer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy Buick and GMC.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mall, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
And we're back here at the Bolivar Liberator High School Basketball Tournament. Final game of the night. They played three already here this evening. We've got to say about Kent and the Branson Pirates. We're going to have the announcement of the starting lineups here. For the Branson Pirates, there'll be visitors on the scoreboard. They'll start with number two, a 6-foot senior, Ethan Jones. Number three, a 6-1 senior, Pilot Ascone. Number five, a 6-3 senior, Kyle Scarborough. Number 22, a 6-2 senior, Jack Bansicle. And a 6-3 senior, number 32, Cade Chidwick. For the Fayette Bobcats, there'll be the five seniors getting the start tonight. Gage Pitts, the Fayette Bobcat point guard. Landry Pitts down on the wing. Jordan Andrews playing just about everywhere. Keaton Nicholson in the middle, and Lane Grimes running the baseline. The five seniors in the starting lineup for the Thayer Bobcats. There'll be the home team on the scoreboard. They're the number two seed in the tournament, so they are playing the number seven-seeded Branson Pirates here tonight. We're going to take another time out. You're listening to the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic at West Plains Thayer Bobcats three-game show. We're back with a tip-off in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you list your home with a REMAX agent, you get a pro ready to help every step of the way. And to jam a bunch of those ways into this radio ad, we enlisted the help of one of those fine print speed readers from TV.
REMAX agents can assemble a team of experts with a specific set of skills, kind of like an ensemble heist movie, but for selling a house. Staging, fixing, inspecting, the whole 10 yards. Oh, they might know some landscapers too.
And that's just a few of the ways a REMAX agent helps you every step of the way. Visit REMAX.com or download the REMAX app to find your agent.
Each office independently owned and operated.
And we're back and ready for the tip here. Thayer Bobcats getting a little word of encouragement from Coach Matt Pitts down on the sideline. Branson's already taken the floor. Branson wearing the red trimmed in black and white. Thayer Bobcats will wear the home whites trimmed in green. It'll be Keaton Nicholson at 6'5 to jump it up with Kate Goodwin, and the Thayer Bobcats control the tip. Gage Pitts brings it up out of the backcourt. Looks like Branson's going to play man-to-man defense here. Thayer working it to the right side. Now to Cole Andrew Pitts, out to Grimes, now back over to Gage. Gage looking at Andrews. Andrews cutting to the top of the key, looking to make a little one-on-one move in the lane. Dumps it down to Nicholson in the lane. Nicholson with a wide-open layup and a beautiful feed from George Andrews. The Thayer Bobcats jump out to a 2-0 lead over the Branson Pirates. Branson brings it the other way. Pirate Eskone's got it. Feeds it on the right side to Jones. Jones into the middle to free throw line for Goodwin. Back outside. Three-point ball. Good! Number 22, Jack Bansicle. Gets a three-pointer to put Branson on top by one. They are back the other way in a hurry. Hopkins again working against the man-to-man. Here's Landry Fitch, top of the key for three. That one bounces off the rim, no good. And the rebound taken by the Ranson Pirates. We played a minute. They are down one. Ranson with it. Scarborough swings across court. Got it there for Jones. Jones driving the baseline. Kicks it back out on top to Ascone for three. That's no good. Battle for the rebound won by Landry Fitch. Of the Thayer Bobcats, quick pass up the floor to Lane Grimes. He attacks the basket, and Lane gets fouled on the drive. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Two Branson Pirates were there, and Lane being very aggressive. Took it right at him. Fouls on number 22, Jack Van Sickle. That'll be his first team foul on Branson Pirates. 6:49 to go, first quarter. Lane Grimes shooting for the tie in the lead for the Thayer Bobcats in first free throw. Bounces off the back rim, no good. Both teams still kind of get their feet wet here in the opening quarters. Second shot is up for Grimes. That one's no good. He misses them both. And a rebound taken by Branson. Here come the Pirates with a one-point lead in the basketball. Got in the corner, back out to the wing for Scarborough. He gives it back out on top to Goodwin. Goodwin to Jones. Jones penetrates in the lane. We're going to get an offensive foul. Yeah, good job by Keaton Nicholson to stand his ground. And the foul will be on Ethan Jones, I believe, number two. Yes, it was. Ethan Jones called the foul, the offense. So Thayer Bobcats got the ball back. Minute and a half into the first quarter, Thayer down 1-3-2. Gage Fitz takes the sign, brings it in the front court. Bobcats swing it down on the left side wing to Ryan. Ryan over to Andrews. Andrews top of the key, penetrates into the circle. Gives it back out to Nicholson, and Thayer restarts. Landry Fitz this time, swings it on the right side for Lane Drive. Drive back out on top of Gage Fitz, takes the three. Hands the ball off to Jordan Andrews. He's looking for a screen. Now goes the other way. Pulls up 15-footers. Gets off the mark. And the rebound taken by Branson. Here come the Pirates again with the one-point lead for the Bobcats. After looking really good in the warm-ups, have opened up a little bit cold from the perimeter. Ball cross-court pass for Branson. Got it to Asco. And Asco dumps it down inside to Jones. Spins around the defense under the basket. And he's going to get fouled on the drive. It'll be on the floor before the shot. Foul on number 35, Keaton Nicholson. That'll be the first foul of the night on Nicholson. First team foul on the Thayer Bobcats. Come with 5:48 to go in the first quarter. And here's Lane Grimes, almost stole the inbound pass. Ball pulled down by Scarborough. He'll kick it down in the corner, get it right back. Fire the three. That one's up off the rim. No. Andrews down, rebound for Thayer. Jordan wants to go in a hurry. Pass it down to the wing, moves it to the elbow. Leads it around on the right side to Landry Pitts. Back out to Jordan Andrews. Andrews shakes the defender. Well, on the basketball, got it down to Landry Fitz in the corner for three. That one's off the mark. And again, Thayer opening the ball game. Stone cold here tonight. Branson's got the ball back. Ball going down low to Jones. Jones got loose on the baseline. Misses the shot. Nicholson has the rebound. That's picked up by the Thayer Bobcats. And Lane Grimes going up the sideline. Has it all poked away by Scarborough. He goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat basketball. And Nicholson checks out of the game. Aiden Burns, the Bobcat 6'4", sophomore, will check in. Bobcats now with Andrews, Pitts, Grimes, and Burns on the floor. Burns has got the ball on the right side wing. In man-to-man defense, filled by the Branson Pirates. Grimes has got it, top of the key to Andrews. Andrews penetrates in the lane, lays it up with one hand. Changed hands in midair and got it to drop over the front of the rim. Thayer on top now by one, 4:48 to go in the first quarter. Branson brings it down in the right corner to Ethan Jones. He'll kick it back out top and around the horn for Van Sickle. Van Sickle one dribble and gets it in the left corner for Ascone. He'll bring it back out and kick it down in the corner to Jones. Jones going down to Scarborough on the baseline. Pass in the lane stolen by Andrews. Andrews out to Gage. Pitsy will drive for Gloria. And they're getting out on the floor. That's a 4-0 run for the Bobcats, who are up now 6-3 with 4 minutes and change to go. And now Branson throws away, throwing the other way. Scarborough trying to make a long pass to the far corner while on the move, and that never works out very well. New player checking in for Branson, number 13 will check in. That is Colton Cooper, a 6-foot senior. And Van Sickle, who has scored the only bucket for Branson so far, goes to the Branson bench. Hey, Bobcats with the ball up by three. Gage Fitz handles it out front. We're down to 4 minutes exactly to go in the first quarter. Bobcats trying to post up Landry Fitz inside. Couldn't get him the ball. They'll swing it around to Aiden Burns. Burns face right, goes left. Reverse layup is good. But they're going to wave it off. We got a foul call on the play on Branson Pirates. Foul's on number 32. That is Cade Goodwin. That'll be his first 13 foul on the Pirates. Bobcats will trigger it in. Got it to Landry Pitts at the free throw line. Going right to the front of the rim. Lays up and in. Landry Pitts with his first two of the night. Bears got 8 points. Four different players have scored. And Branson wants a timeout. 8-3. Bear Bobcats on a 6-0 run with 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Timeout on the court. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
And back after the timeout here at the Bolivar Liberator High School basketball tournament at Bolivar High School. Long trip up here this afternoon. It'll be a long trip home when we're done. 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Bear Bobcats on a 6-0 run have taken an 8-3 lead after being down 3-2. Bear now with a substitution. Jordan Andrews is going off the floor. Looks like a bloody nose for Jordan. And Keaton Nicholson back in for the Bear Bobcats. So Andrews leaving the floor for Thayer. Branson with the basketball out of timeout. Jones has got it. Gives over to Cooper. Cooper hands it back outside to Ascone. Long pass down the corner to Ethan Jones. Fires a three out of the corner. No good. Rebound bobbing around. Jones has got it back to Scarborough. Got an inside shot. Is up. No good. Battle for the rebound. That one's won by Keith Nicholson. And here come the Bobcats again. Gage Pitts with it out top. Gets to the elbow. Spins in the lane. Pulls up. Kicks it down to Grimes in the corner for three. Hurried that one a little bit. No good off the back rim. Have a rebound taken by Branson. Pirates pushing it. Pilot Ascone up the left side. Kicks the pass out to Scarborough on top. And now to Cooper. Cooper in the corner and back out to Scarborough. He goes to the high post for Goodwin. Turns, squares up to the bucket. Hands the ball off to Cooper. Cooper to Scarborough. Back on top. Branson taking her time working against this Bear Bobcat zone. Here as they get it to the wing for Cooper. Cooper holds it out by the elbow. Hands off to Ascone. Ascone back out front to Cooper. Cooper down in the corner for Scarborough for three. That one's good. That breaks a long drought for France and pulls the Pirates back within two at 8-6. Thayer with a basketball. 2:25 to go. Here Thayer got a little pick and roll. And Burns' shot is rejected. Rebound goes out long. Bobcats got it. Hit with a shot from the corner, no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds off the hand of the Thayer Bobcats. So again, Thayer's shooting woes continuing here from the perimeter in this first quarter. And Branson now the chance to tie the game, maybe take a lead. On the outside is Ascone. Hands the ball off to Cooper. Cooper, time to go back door. Oh, and Ascone was standing out of bounds. Had to go with Ascone down on the baseline. He had 1 foot out of bounds. Thayer Bobcats getting some instructions from Coach Matt Pitts on the far sideline. With 2 minutes to go, Thayer up by two. Branson's hit 2 3-pointers, their only points of the quarter. Thayer Bobcats with it. There's Landry Pitts, kicks it down to Burns in the corner for three. That one's good. Aiden Burns off the Bobcat bench, hits a three. And that 3-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Thayer Bobcats up by five again. We're going to get a whistle and a foul away from the ball. Looks like we're going to get a foul on Lane Grimes. Away from the ball, going to be called for a hold. Substitution for Branson, number 10, Justin Gill. A 6'4 junior. Checks into the ball game. Here's the inbound play for Branson. Got it down there for Ascone. And Ascone hits another three. That gives Branson and Branson trailed by two now. Thayer with basketball. Grimes swings it on the right side to Burns. Now to Landry Pitt. Landry back out to Burns on top. A sophomore fixed left, turns right. His shot is blocked. They're going to call him for a foul. And now, looks like a bloody nose suffered by Jordan Andrews is okay. He's back out on the floor. Lane Grimes will go to the bench. For Coach Matt Pitts and the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer with it. Or, excuse me, Branson with it. Scarborough on top gives it Cooper. Cooper backs down a defender in the way, now pulls up. Got to get rid of it. Does. It goes in the right corner for Jones. Jones dumps it down to Gill. Gill couldn't get off it. Leads it back out to Jones. Ethan Jones moves toward the bucket. Pulls up with a floater. No good. And a rebound taken by the Thayer Bobcats. Andrew Pitts pushes it up. 55 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's Keaton Nicholson on the drive, trying to throw it back out in the corner, and the ball's intercepted by Kyle Scarborough for Branson. Branson chance to tie it here. Into the lane they go. Shot is up and no good for Haskell. And the Thayer Bobcats get it back with a two-point lead. And 35 seconds to go as Jordan Andrews crosses the timeline. Thayer will set the offense, probably work for the final shot. They're going to go four low. They're going to let Andrews go to work. He pulls up with a 12-footer shoot. Jordan Andrews, his second bucket of the first quarter. And the Thayer Bobcat lead is four. Branson with it in the left corner. That is Cooper. Oh, found a man wide open under the basket. Somebody fell asleep defensively, and Scarborough will get the bucket for Branson. That makes it a two-point game. Thayer's got it back with 7 seconds. Andrews out top. Pulls up free throw line jumper. It's good again. Andrews starting to heat up. He's hit two in a row. He's got six, and the Thayer Bobcats lead it by four, 15-11, at the end of our first quarter. We'll be back to Bolivar High School in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
Outfit your late season adventure with a trip to Monty's Outdoors. Shop and save 20% off Under Armour and Smart Wool base layers. Save 40% off Columbia Omni Heat jackets and winter fleece. Save 40% off camo outerwear by Drake, Nomad, and Element Outdoor. And don't forget your boots. Muck and lacrosse boots, good for any season after many delays, are finally arriving daily. Add gloves, socks, and beanies, and you're all set for that late season adventure at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
15-11, our score. Thayer Bobcats with a four-point lead over the Branson Pirates at the end of one quarter of play. Jordan Andrews starting to heat it up now with six to lead the way for the Thayer Bobcats. And the Branson Pirates are led by Kyle Scarborough. He got five in the first quarter. Branson's hit three three-pointers in the ballgame. So both of their points, all but two, have come from outside the 19-foot, 9-inch mark. Branson opens the second quarter with a basketball. They've got it out on top. That is Scarborough. Scarborough gives it over to Ascone. Ascone back to Scarborough. Looking to make a little move. Burns jumps on him. Here's the give inside. They got it down to Gill. Gill shoots no good. Goes and gets his own rebound and then travel with the basketball. Yeah, he did. Gill, a 6'4 junior. Very athletic player. Watching him in the warm-ups, he was dunking the ball right and left. But he traveled with the Thayer, so Thayer got it back with a 4-point lead. 7:35 to go, second quarter. Cage Fitz brings it across the timeline. Thayer. With Burns, Nicholson, Grimes, Andrews, and Gage Fitz on the floor right now. Andrews has got it top of the key, pulls up for three. That one's short and is going to sail out of bounds. Don't see an air ball by Jordan Andrews very often. But he misjudged the distance on that one. So Thayer turns it over to the four-point lead. Branson going the other way. Number three, Ascone's got it left side of the floor. Gives it to Cooper down in the corner. Outside to Aiden Dane, number four. Dang just checked in. Going to get back out to Scarborough for three, and it's good! Scarborough hits another three. His second. He's got eight for Branson. Here comes Thayer the other way. Andrews passes it, gets down under the bucket, throws it out to the corner. Thayer swings it around the horn. Bobcats. Now just up by one. Branson won't go away. Thayer with it on the left side wing. His hand to the Grimes. Grimes gives it to Andrews and gets it right back. At the Gage pitch. Gage back down the lane. Grimes in the corner. And brings it out to the wing. Here's Andrews. Andrews all trying to penetrate. Ball's taken away. Scarborough on the break for Branson. He'll give it off to Cooper, who misses a layup. And Keaton Nicholson gets down the rebound for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer going the other way. Gage fits with it. Got it down to the right corner. Out to Burns. Intensity has picked up just a little here. In the second quarter, Thayer and Branson having a battle here. Winner moves on to play Republic tomorrow night. Here's Thayer with it. Gage Pitts behind the back with a pass to Nicholson. Couldn't hit the shot, but he got fouled. He'll go to line and shoot two. What a pass by Gage Pitts behind the back on the dead run, and he hit Nicholson right on the money. Foul will be on number four, Aiden Dane, who just checked in for Branson. And Keaton Nicholson going to the free throw line. Keaton has scored two in the first half of the ballgame. And the free throw is up and good. Nicholson, the 6'5 senior for the Bayer Bobcats, puts him back up by two, looking for his fourth point here. And free throw is up and good. So Nicholson's got four. And the Bayer Bobcats are back up by three, 17-14, with 6 minutes to go in the first half. Branson with it. Got it down the corner. Now to Scarborough. Now to Gill. Gill trying to pass it across the lane. Ball is intercepted. Fast scramble for it, and Lane Grimes comes down with it for Thayer. Got it up to Gage Pitts. Gage running the floor. Pulls up elbow. Brings around the horn. Now to Grimes. Back out on top to Gage. Round on the right side to Andrew. Lobs one down to Nicholson. We're going to get an offensive foul called on Keith Nicholson. And again, that's Nicholson leading with that shoulder instead of leading with the hip. If he leads with the hip, drops that right there, and leads with the hip, he doesn't get called for a foul. That will be his second. He'll check out of the game. And Landry fits back in for Thayer. Branson also a substitution. Kate Goodwin checks back into the ballgame. And looks like Gill will go to the Branson bench. Well, Thayer Bobcats back on the defensive ends with a three-point lead. Here's Scarborough. Fires for three more. That one bounces off the rim. No good. Nathan Burns got the rebound for Thayer. Bobcats want to run. Now they pull it up on the wing. Andrews has got it. Oh, he had it. Burns down low. Didn't see it. Back out to Andrews. Stop the key. Now down the lane, Grimes fires a three. That one's off the front rim. No good. Rebound bodied up and taken by Dang for the Branson Pirates. Dang works it to the top of the key on the other end. Branson with a chance to get back within one here with a bucket. They swing the ball to the left side to Pierce, who checks in for the first time for Branson. He gives it out front to Ascone, and Branson gets the offense going. Got it to Scarborough. Scarborough wanted to take the three, but Burns jumped out on it. Here's almost a steal by Andrews. Ball gathered in by Ascone for Branson. Got it back out to Dang. Dang brings it on top to Scarborough. Down in the corner. Ball deflected by the Thayer Bobcat defense. Jordan Andrews got a hand on it. And the ball goes up into the bleachers. 4:39 to play in the first half. Thayer Bobcat basketball brought to you in part tonight by your Bobcat boosters, including Allen Supported Living in Thayer, Thayer Fitness and Nutrition, and the Alton Bank. Branson with the ball again, 4:35 to go. In the first half, Thayer with a three-point lead. Pilot Ascone's got it, swings it down to Dang in the right corner. They'll go baseline now for Goodwin. Goodwin back out to Dang. Lane Grimes jumps up on him, knocks the ball away with a loose ball to Branson, and a three-point shot up and no good. And the rebound off to the Thayer Bobcats. Here they come. Gage Pitts working it all up to the baseline. He's going to get fouled. It'll be a block on number five, Kyle Stubberl of the Branson Pirates. That will be team foul number five on Branson. Non-shooting foul. Thayer will inbound it down under the bucket. And it looks like Branson making another substitution. Number 22 checks in. That is Jack Van Sickle. Hit the first shot of the game for Branson. Thayer inbounds the ball. Got it to Landry Pitts. Outside to Grimes for three. That one rattles off the rim. No good. And Kareem down of bounds in the far corner. Thayer Bobcats misfire again on the offensive end, and it'll be Branson basketball. Another substitution for the Pirates. Cooper, number 13, checks back in. Branson's played about eight different kids. Thayer has played six so far. Branson with it. Here's a pass in the middle, deflected by the Bobcat defense. It goes out of bounds. You won't make that pass very often. That was Van Sickle trying to get it down to, Cooper down there. And number 20 down there, Pierce. Bobcat defense knocks it away. Good inbound pass. Oh, into the lane. Scarborough catches it. Goes back up and in. And Scarborough leads all scores tonight. He's got 10. Thayer Bobcat back the other way. Andrews making his move down the baseline. Kicks the ball back outside. And pass by Grimes is going to be intercepted by Scarborough. He goes to the dunk and he scores. Scarborough with the dunk. And Branson is on top, 18-17. Thayer going the other way. A good aggressive move by Gage Pitts. And he'll get fouled on the way to the bucket. Fouls on Colton Cooper. Number 13 for Branson. Non-shooting foul. Thayer will inbound the ball down under the bucket. 16 foul on the Pirates. Well, Thayer down one here with 3:32 to go in the first half. Bobcats lob it to Landry. Pitts at the free throw line. Gives it over to Burns. Burns out to Gates for three. That one's off the back of the rim. No good. And a rebound down to Branson. Here come the Pirates trying to add to the lead. They lead it by one, 3:19 to go in the half. Scarborough's got it. Trying to feed it out front. Does to Cooper. He falls down. All picked up by Burns, who feeds out to Andrews. He can't control the pass. Saves it from out of bounds, and it goes right to Branson. Scarborough. Down low. Shot is up. No good by Goodwin. Rebound. Taken in the lane. Van Sickle's got it. Has it stripped. Here's a block shot by Andrews. And the Thayer Bobcats. Going to slow it down with 2:53 to go in the first half. Andrews has got it out front. Looks like he's wanting to go to work. He does. Pulls up running one-hander. No good. Rebound taken by Branson. And Branson just absolutely dominating the boards in this game. I'm not keeping rebound stats, but it's a 3-1 advantage at least for the Branson Pirates. Branson working on the left side. Got it down to the baseline. Van Sickle pulls up with a shot. No good. Rebound. Good one. His shot is blocked by Landry Pitts. And the loose ball goes right to Cooper. Cooper in the lane, traveled, no call. And ball's going to go out of bounds off the hands of the Branson Pirates. Substitution for Branson. Ethan Jones will check in. Tristan Pierce goes out, back to the bench for the Branson Pirates. 18-17, Thayer down one. Thayer's only scored 2 points in the first 6 minutes of the second quarter. I mean, they have been stone cold shooting the basketball most of the half. And got on the offensive end, down one. Andrews up on top, feeds it on the right side wing for Gage Pitts, going to Andrews, and Andrews going to get held on his way to the bucket. I think the Branson Pirate player just reached out and grabbed him by the arm. And the foul is on number 13, Colton Cooper. That'll be his second foul, first Pirate with two fouls in the ballgame. And George Andrews going to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1, trying to tie the game. Maybe give his team the lead back with 2:02 to go in the first half. First free throw is up and good. Andrews now with 7. And Pilot Ascombe will check back in the game for Branson. And Cooper, Colton Cooper, goes out with those two first half fouls. So Branson back to the starters on the floor right now. That second free throw for Andrews is good. He's got 8.5. Hey, Bobcats got to find somebody else with a hot hand. Nobody else with more than 4. And that's Coach Keaton Nicholson. Two of those who count from the free throw line. Branson with it. Looking to go inside. Ball is stolen by Lane Andrews. Off to Burns, who will drive for the layup. Aiden Burns got out behind the defense. I think he wanted to dunk it, but couldn't get the feet right. And Bobcats sophomore puts Thayer back on top, 21-18. Actually adds to the one-point lead they had. Branson with it now. Scarborough will step back. 3-point shot. Oh, it's good. Oh, man. Getting red hot. Kyle Scarborough, 3 3-pointers in the first half, and we're tied at 21. Here's Thayer with it. Burns gets it in the lane, kicks it back outside. Gage Pitts for 3. That one's a bingo. Gage Pitts hits one from downtown. 3-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics in West Plains. Second main 3-pointer of the night for the Thayer Bobcats. And Thayer back up 3. Branson with it. Got outside the Van Sickle. Over to Jones. Jones swings it cross court to Scarborough. Scarborough back out to Van Sickle. And back to Scarborough. Penetrates in the lane. Little underhand pass trying to shuffle it down low. And the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball with a 3-point lead. 51 seconds to go in the first half. Thayer Bobcats. They hold it here for the final shot. Both of you have been following Thayer Bobcat basketball since Coach Pitts took over, and even Coach Hawkins before him. They get it under a minute to go and a half. They're probably going to hold it for the final shot. Thayer getting a little motion offense here. Branson's got back into a zone, it looks like. Now they're still playing man. Maybe not as much man as it is boxing one. Andrews not able to get to the ball. Down to 24 seconds to go in the half. Thayer just playing catch out front. Gage Pitts holds it now out here in midcourt. He's at the Landry. Landry dribble drives around, hands it off to Lane Grant. Lane going to hand it to Andrews with 12. Andrews gets free with 10. Bobcats go 4 low. Andrews working his magic. Pulls up the elbow and then gets fouled. He didn't go up with a shot, but he'll go to line to shoot the 1-1. The foul is going to be on Scarborough. Number 5, and that is the second on Kyle Scarborough for Branson. And their leading scorer, he has scored 15 of their 21 points, picks up a second foul with 5 seconds to go in the first half. Andrews at the line. First one is up and good. Jordan with 9. His last 3 have come from the charity stripe. 2-3 for 3 now. And he will shoot another. Looking to go double digits in the first half. It is good. Andrews with 10 of the Bobcats, 26. Here comes Branson with it. They got it up the floor, got it to Goodwin for three. No good. It's the buzzer. That's the end of our first half. North Thayer Bobcats lead the Branson Pirates 26-21 at the half here at the Bolivar Liberator Tournament. We'll be back with your halftime report brought to you by the Pizza Inn of Thayer in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzain.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats!
FNBC is committed to being an active part of the communities we serve. For many years, FNBC has been a proud partner with K-Country 95 in its efforts to raise money for the children of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Hi, this is Monica Bowers with FNBC Mammoth Spring office. My family and I have been personally impacted by the life-saving treatments provided by St. Jude. I invite you to join us this year in supporting the K-Country 95 St. Jude Radiothon. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Back at Bolivar High School, the Liberator Tournament, the Thayer Bobcats, for the halftime lead, 26-21 over the Branson Pirates, and it's been a ballot scoring for the most part for the Thayer Bobcats. For the Branson Pirates, it's been kind of a one-man game. Kyle Scarborough has scored 15 of their 21 points, and the only two other players that scored, each hit a three-pointer. Van Sickle hits with a first made bucket of the game for Branson, didn't score again. Pilot Eskin also hit a three early and didn't score again. It's been all Scarborough. And he has hit three-pointers on his way to his 15, or actually, yeah, three threes on his way to a 15-point first half, and he leads all scorers in the game. Thayer Bobcats opened up the ballgame, shot it pretty good early, and then hit a dry spell. I think Gage Pitts hit a three there just before the half. Maybe that reignites this Thayer Bobcat offense. They'll have to get it going in the second half. Branson's used eight different players in the game. Thayer has played just six, so we'll see how things get when we get down to the fourth quarter in crunch time in this one. Again, Thayer leads at 26-21. Bobcats outscoring Branson 15-11 in the first quarter and 11-10 in the second. I'll say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping bring you the ballgame tonight, to include the Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, the Steak and Shake of West Plains, Barton Electric in Thayer, Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, Legacy Auto Body in Thayer, and Forstler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts in Thayer. You're listening to the Pizza Inn of Thayer Halftime Report. We'll be back. Take a look at your individual stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high-deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. Palace Drugstore is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drugstore is committed to serving you. They also have high-dose flu shots in stock for seniors 65 and older. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy. The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ashflat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ashflat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Life-changing.
Yeah, back here at the Bolivar High School, home of the Liberators and the Liberator Tournament, the 87th annual Liberator Tournament. They are Bobcats with a lead at the half over the Branson Pirates, 26-21. Let's take a look at the first half scoring. So let's say Bobcats, they're led by Jordan Andrews. Jordan's got 10 in the first half. 5 points for Gage Pitts, 5 for Aiden Burns, 4 for Keaton Nicholson, and 2 for Landry Pitts. For the Branson Pirates, led by Kyle Scarborough, the senior scored 15, 3 apiece for Pilot Escone, and 3 for Jack Van Sickle. Fayette Bobcat basketball tonight brought to you in part by your Fayette Bobcat booster. They include Forceless True Value and Neff Auto Parts and Thayer, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated, along with the law office of the Fred O'Neill and the 11 Front River Title Company, Willow Springs Realty, Salo and Cornelius, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton, the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, and the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Springs. The winner of our game will move into the semifinals. It'll play at 8:30 tomorrow night against the Republic Tigers, who were a winner earlier today over Benton, Arkansas. The other semifinal game will be at 7 o'clock. Top-seeded Bolivar, the number one ranked team in Class 5 basketball. We'll take on K.C. Helias to beat West Plains. By the way, Bolivar was a winner over Camdenton. Helias defeated West Plains. West Plains will now play at 4 o'clock tomorrow against the Camdenton Lakers. And Benton will take on the loser of our game at 5:30. Both teams made their way back out onto the court. Again, 26-21. They are up by 5 at the intermission. We'll be back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat screen TV that just got stolen.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. 2021 was a great year, but 2022 is going to be even brighter, especially since we have our new lighting installed on the lot. Now you can see the best price anytime, day or night.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy, Buick, and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Looking to sell your home? Look to a RE/MAX agent. From pricing to staging to closing, RE/MAX agents have the skills and experience to help you go from for sale to sold. I'm Alex O'Neill, broker owner at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. When you find yourself in need of professional real estate services, give our team a call at 417-264-6161 or stop by our convenient location next to McDonald's in Thayer. RE/MAX, the right agent every step of the way. Each office independently owned and operated.
You've been listening to the Thayer PCN Halftime Report. And we're back and ready for the second half. Thayer Bobcats will open the third quarter with the basketball. And back to the starters, the five seniors on the floor for the Thayer Bobcats. And Thayer opens the second half with the five-point lead, 26-21. They got a half-court offense here. Got the Landry Fitz wide open for three. That one's off the front rim, no good. Rebound taken by Andrews. Going back up, misses it. Rebound followed around, and Lane Grimes has got it for Thayer. Kicks it out to Landry Pitts. Thayer Bobcats missed fire on their first two shots of the second half. They got to find somebody with a hot hand here. Andrews has scored in double figures. He's got 10. Thayer working around the man-to-man defense again of the Ransom Pirates. Oh, Landry tried a backdoor cut. Shouldn't get open. Here's a give over to Andrews. Andrews out the top of the key. Pulls up with a three. That one is good! Jordan Andrews with a three. That is his first made three-pointer of the night. It's brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedics. And Thayer with the biggest lead of the game at 29-21. Branson with it on the other end. Oh, here's a steal by Andrews. Andrews with a steal out front. Going to the bucket. Lost control of the dribble and lost it out of bounds. You won't see that happen very often, but Andrews lost it on the dribble. It goes out of bounds. So with 6:57 to go in the third, Branson's got it back down 8. I guess almost got the lead to double digits there. Branson with it, working around the outside. They're back to their starters. Ethan Jones out there. Gives it out now for Van Sickle. Van Sickle goes to the high post. The good one. Good one. At the free throw line. Gives it back outside for Jones. Jones down to the baseline. Now to the cutter. Goodwin in the lane. He lays it up over the rim and in. First 2 points tonight for Cade Goodwin. Branson playing a little low-high game here. Thayer got the ball down to Andrews. Andrews on the dribble drive. Gets tied up by a double team. Gives out to Gage. Pitch for three. Bingo. Gage pitch for the bingo. From the left wing. Thayer up by 9. Biggest lead of the night for the Bobcats. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic. Branson with it. Van Sickle fires a long three. That one bounces off the backboard. No good. And rebound taken by Nicholson for Thayer. Bobcats on the run. Gage pitch in the lane. Kicks it outside for Grimes in the corner. Back to Pitts, and the ball is deflected by the defense and goes down and out. 5:55 to play in the third. Thayer with the lead, 32-23. 9-point advantage, trying to go up by 11 on this trip. The Thayer Bobcats. Thayer's outscored Branson. 6-2 here in the first 2 minutes of the third. Bobcats working to Nicholson up. Out around the three-point line. Nicholson looking to dribble drive now. Gives it off to Lane Grimes. Bobcats running that offense. Got it to Pitts. Gage with a long three. That one's up off the rim. No good. And a rebound taken by Branson. That was Van Sickle got that one, the 6'2 senior. Gives up to Scarborough. Slings one cross-court to Ascone. Ascone into the lane. Kicks it back outside. Now down low to Goodwin. Goodwin shoots. And it's a foul. Bobcats tried to get a hand on it. And I don't know if it was Grimes or Nicholson. They're going to call it on Grimes. Lane Grimes picks up his second foul. Grimes and Nicholson, the only two Bobcats who have committed fouls in this game. Goodwin with the bucket, his second of the night. And he hits the free throw. And he has scored all 5 points for Branson here in the third quarter. Taking a 32-26 game. So Branson back to within 6. On that trip down the floor, Bobcats with substitution. Aiden Burns checks in. Lane Grimes goes out. There's Gage Pitts with the ball. Working it down to the baseline. Pulls it back out front. Gives to Andrews. Andrews the penetration. Back to Pitts. Steps into a three. Bingo! Gage Pitts with his second three-pointer in the quarter. And the Thayer Bobcats are up again by 9. 35-26. Three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic. Gage now with the 11 points in the game. Branson with it. Winging it cross court for Ascone. Ascone downloaded. Goodwin. Goodwin back in the corner. Scarborough for three. That one rolls off the rim. No good. Rebound. Van Sickle puts it back up in. Van Sickle with two. Ball State. Most teams are heated up now. Fair Bobcats have got it. Gage fits again for three. That one's no good. And the rebound comes off the branch. A long pass up the court is going to be deflected by the Bobcat defense and goes out of bounds. 35-28. Fair up seven. Branch will have the basketball inbound down under their own bucket. Number two, Ethan Jones will trigger it in. Well, the Pirates tried to get in it quickly to Van Sickle. The ball stolen by the Bobcat defense. Gage Fisk got it up the floor to Burns. Pulls out baseline jumpers. Good. Aiden Burns now with 7 points in the game. And here's a steal by Andrews on the inbound play, and we're going to call him for a foul. I don't think Coach Mapkus is going to like that at all. Number 22, Jordan Andrews calls the foul. That'll be his first of the game. That's only the fifth foul against the Fair Bobcats in the entire game. Their second here in the third quarter. 4 minutes to go in the third. They are up by a score of 37-28, 9-point advantage. Lanson with the ball, Scarborough out top. Takes right, moves left, and we're going to get a foul. This one's going to go on Aiden Burns. Burns' shuffle foul will be his first and the third team foul on the Fair Bobcats, who have kind of picked up the intensity on the perimeter defense. Branson hurt them in the first half with a three-point shot, and they are trying to prevent the three-point shot here in this third quarter. Scarborough with it out front, moves to the circle, tries to pass it, and gets it deflected right back to him, gets it down inside to Goodwin. Goodwin shoots, down in the foul. Branson pounded it down inside. Foul's on number 35, Keaton Nicholson. And that was foul number three on Keaton. And the basket is good for Van Sickle. I'm sorry, Kate Goodwin, I'm sorry. Basket is good for Goodwin. He's got seven now. All seven of them have come here in the third quarter and make it eight. Goodwin has scored all 8 points for Branson. I'm sorry, eight of their 10 here in the third quarter. After not scoring at all in the first half. They are working the ball on the perimeter with a six-point lead, 37-31. Here's Burns out top. One dribble gives the ball up to Andrews. Andrews looking for a screen, moves off of it, pulls up with a three. That one's off the rim. Rebound, Nicholson. Fakes, goes back up. Count it and wide. Keaton Nicholson with a nice move. His first 2 points of the second half. He'll go blind, shoot for the three-point play. Puts the player back up by six. 39-31. Lane Grimes getting ready to check back into the game for the Fair Bobcats. He'll go in for Nicholson if he makes this free throw. Keaton looking for his seventh point of the game. And the free throw is good for the big senior. And Lane Grimes back in the ballgame. Keaton Nicholson will go out. Get a little rest in there. The big man's been working hard this third quarter. 3:27 to go in the third. They are up by nine. Matches their biggest lead of the game. Branson working around the perimeter. Now throw down to a pivot, Escone. Escone out to Scarborough. Scarborough swings on the left side to Jones. Jones hands to Goodwin. Goodwin to Van Sickle inside. Gives it a cover. Goodwin going to the lane. Shot is no good. Rebound, Lane Grimes. Fair with a chance to go up double digits here for the first time tonight. Got the ball to Grimes. Grimes over on the left side for Andrews. Andrews trying to get a screen. Got a switch. Got it over to Grimes. Grimes close down to the baseline. Brings it back out to Andrews. Go ahead and shoulder fake, and Andrews is going to get fouled out front. That'll be on number three, Tyler Escone. And Escone will pick up his second foul of the ballgame. Second team foul on Branson. It'll be a non-shooting foul. They will inbound the ball down under the bucket. Gage Fitz looking in the middle. Nobody open there. Not going to have to hurry. Got it into Landry. Landry goes to Andrews. Out between the circles. 2:46 to go in the third. They are up by nine. Andrews got it down to Gage Fitz, who's hit two threes in this quarter. By the way, Branson has put Dang in the ballgame. One of their subs. Fair with it. Left side, Grimes. Back out top for Gage Fitz. Going in the lane. Trying to jump it inside. Ball is deflected. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Fair Bobcat ball. Gage had the right idea, but the defense was on it. These two teams played two or three times during the summer. They know each other pretty well. And here's Colton Cooper back in the game for Branson. Van Sickle will sit down. Cooper gives him a little wider body out there. He did a nice job when he played in the first half. Fair with the ball. Gage Fitz to the free throw line. Pulls up to the elbow, looking for the outlet. Got it out to Lane Grimes. 2:20 to go. Grimes pass across court. Goes to Andrews. Jordan looking for a screen, takes it down to the baseline. behind the back of the dribble. Feeds it outside to Burns. Fakes the three. Now goes inside. Ducks on the defense. Shoots no good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up and in. A big sophomore, Aiden Burns, now with 9 in the game. They have Bobcats with 4 players with at least 7 points in the game. And they lead by 11. Their biggest lead of the game, 42-31. Minute 54 to play in the third quarter. Winner gets Republic tomorrow night. Not a really great prize. Republic's pretty good. Enters a shot by Branson. No good. Rebound taken by the Pirates. Bobcats had it and lost it. And Cooper throws it. And, just saved from going into the backcourt by Jones. Jones gets up to Scarborough. Trying to dump it inside. Ball deflected by Landry Pitts. Got it off to Andrews. Andrews will glide to the bucket away. Andrews, 15 in the ballgame.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirschfeed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
Outfit your late season adventure with a trip to Monty's Outdoors. Shop and save 20% off Under Armour and Smart Wool base layers. Save 40% off Columbia, Omni Heat jackets, and winter fleece. Save 40% off camo outerwear by Drake, Nomad, and Element Outdoor. And don't forget your boots. Muck and lacrosse boots, good for any season after many delays, are finally arriving daily. Add gloves, socks, and beanies, and you're all set for that late season adventure at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
FNBC is committed to being an active part of the communities we serve. For many years, FNBC has been a proud partner with K-Country 95 in its efforts to raise money for the children of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Hi, this is Monica Bowers with FNBC Mammoth Spring office. My family and I have been personally impacted by the life-saving treatments provided by St. Jude. I invite you to join us this year in supporting the K-Country 95 St. Jude Radiothon. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're back here. Apologize for the technical difficulties. Neither team has scored while we were away. Here's Branson with a shot just after the buzzer. No good. So that's the end of three quarters of play. A score 44-31. Bayer Bobcats have widened their lead over the Branson Pirates. We'll be back to Bolivar High School with our fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office and employee owned and operated.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Here we go with our fourth quarter. Thayer Bobcats open the quarter with a 13-point lead, their biggest lead of the game. Outscored Branson 18-10 in that third quarter. Thayer Branson opens the quarter with a basketball. Three out of the corner by Ascone is no good. The rebound taken by Jordan Andrews from Thayer. Bobcats Andrews brings up the floor. Branson still playing that man-to-man defense. Bobcats swinging around the horn. Got it to Grimes on the left side wing. Grimes out top to Gage Fitz. Gage goes to the elbow. Houses one out to Burns. Out around the three-point line. Ace taking his time here. Now jump stop. Looking to bounce the ball in the middle. Couldn't get it there. Gives it all to Landry Pitts. And now to Andrews with 7:24 to go. They're working a little clock here with a big lead. Here's Andrews in the lane. Pull up fadeaway jumper from 12. Off the mark. No good. The rebound taken by Branson. Long pass up the court. Got the Ascone. He misses the shot. A lot of duress there, and Ascone couldn't get the shot to go down. The team able to score here in the first minute of the fourth quarter. Everybody gets with the ball. Gage Pitts moves off the screen, gets the ball down to Landry Pitts. Landry going to the bucket, lays it up hard, no good. Rebound Burns. He misfires, and the rebound off the hands of Branson out of bounds. Now, Bobcats shooting woes continuing here in this fourth quarter. Had a pretty good third quarter, put 18 points on the board. Or scored 15 in the first quarter. That will be a substitution for Thayer. Landry Pitts will get a little break here. Keaton Nicholson back in. Nicholson will be playing with three fouls. 6:51 to go in the game. Thayer with a 13-point lead. Under the inbound play, they bring it out top to Grimes. Over to Andrews on the left side wing. Andrews going to the baseline. Dribble is off his foot and out of bounds. Andrews had a bit of a tough night handling the basketball tonight. Maybe trying to do a little bit too much. But this team leads it by 13 with 6:42 to go. Branson, they need to hit some shots. They have hit hardly anything the second half, only 10 points. Here's a long shot up and no good. Rebound Nicholson for Thayer. And Nicholson kicks it out. Get the back to Pitts. Gage walking up the floor for the Bobcats with 6:25 to go. Watching that clock run off. Gage working against the defense of Jones. Gives it up to Andrews now. Over to Burns on the left side wing. Bounces it down to Nicholson. Nicholson gets down under the bucket. Shot no good. Rebound. Volleyed up and around. Controlled by Cooper for Branson. Cooper. Long pass up the floor. Got it to Ascone in the corner. Down to Scarborough in the lane. His shot blocked. Little foul going to be whistled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Spinning move for Scarborough. He's fouled by Nicholson. That'll be number four on Keaton Nicholson for Thayer, and Landry Pitts immediately gets up off the Bobcat bench to come in. Number five, Kyle Scarborough, had 15 points in the first half, but has not scored in the second. Bobcats has done a better job of protecting the perimeter of this half, and Scarborough misses the first free throw. Nicholson out of the game now as Landry Pitts comes right back in. 2 minutes into the fourth quarter, and finally somebody has scored. Scarborough hits a free throw. Gives him 16 points in the game. He leads all scorers. And now a little bit of half-court trap by Branson. That won't work very well against the Bobcats. They get it down the corner to Grimes. Grimes kicks it back out top to Pitts. Now Gage Pitts pulls up in the lane. Short jump is good. And Gage Pitts now with 13, eight of those in the second half, and a pair of three-pointers to go with that. Here's Scarborough the other way. A hanging jump shot. No good. Rebound by Goodwin. Back up on the end. Well, Goodwin with 10 now for Branson, all of them in the second half. He scored 8 of their 11 in the first or third quarter. Here's Andrews for 3 on the other end for Thayer. That's no good. We're going to get a whistle. I believe we're going to get a foul on Landry Pitts on the rebound. We are. Landry called for the foul. Will be his first of the night. And that's team foul number 6 on the Thayer Bobcats. Branson will inbound the basketball. Nine. How about to say number 7? Yeah, they say that's foul number 7. So Ethan Jones going to the free throw line. Number 2, a 6-foot senior for Branson. That into the 1-1 is good. That's the first point of the night for Jones. That makes it an 11-point ball game, 46-45. He will shoot another, and this one is good. So Jones hits them both. Branson hit free throws when they had the opportunity. They are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of 6 from the free throw line tonight. They're about to break the full court pressure, get the ball up the lane, Grimes. Cross court to Burns. Burns looking to penetrate, goes across the free throw circle, kicks it back out to Grimes. Now to Burns in the corner for 3. That one is up. No good. Rebound, volleyed up and around, saved from out of bounds by Thayer, but now they say Landry had his foot on the inline. Seattle going to get a timeout on the floor. Coach Pitt wants to talk about it. 46-36, fair up by 10 with 5 minutes to go. They lead the Branson Pirates here at the Bolivar Liberator Tournament. We'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high-deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Down a little bit. They have been a little bit out of sync of sorts. Branson doing a nice job defensively, but still trailing by 10. They're about to catch up 46-36. Branson with the ball. Scarborough out on the right side to Cooper. Cooper to Scarborough. Now down in the corner to Jones. Jones has to Cooper inside. Back outside to Jones for three and hairball. And rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat basketball with 4:43 to play in the game. In the winter tonight, will play Republic. Tomorrow night at 8:30, the loser plays Benton, Arkansas at 5:30. Excuse me, tomorrow afternoon. Hey, Bobcats want to be in that late game tomorrow night. And here's a whistle. We got a foul. Going to be called against Branson Vansickle. Going to be called for his pass. And Lane Grime made a little move, and Vansickle held it. That'll be the third team foul on the Branson Pirates. They're looking inbound. Andrew Pitts got in. Andrews right down the middle of the floor, all the way to the bucket for lay-in. Good hard drive. And Andrews now with 17 in the game. At 10 in the first half, 7 so far in this half. And Thayer back up by 12. Branson with the ball. Got it to Goodwin. Out top. Goodwin goes down the left side of the lane. Kicks it back outside to Cooper. Cooper into the lane. Ball poked away from him. He kicked and goes out of bounds. Oh, man. Out to Thayer about 10. And Branson making a couple of substitutions. Gill and Pierce will check in for the Branson Pirates. Cooper and Goodwin check out. Goodwin has scored 10 points all in this half. And about the only offense that Branson's had in this second half of basketball. He goes to the bench. Pierce in the game, gives it outside to Scarborough, misses a three. Rebound, Branson. Shot is blocked. Branson got it again. Cooper going up is going to get a hammer. Actually, it wasn't Cooper. That was number two, Ethan Jones. He'll get hammered on the play. We'll see who they call it on. There are about three Bobcats there. I think they all got a piece of it. They call it on Gage Fitz. It'll be his first personal. And going to line to shoot two, Ethan Jones. Hit two free throws just a moment ago. This one is up and good. Well, Jones 3 for 3. And that cuts the lead back to 11 at 48-37. That'll make it a 10-point Bobcat lead. And it's good. So Jones gets a couple more points off the lead. They are up 10. That's where they were at the end of three quarters. Bobcats with it in the backcourt. Pitch, long pass up the court. Got to Landry. Pitch to Grimes. All alone under the bucket for a layup and one. Lane Grimes held up just enough for the defense to get there. Drew the contact. He'll get credit for the basket. First bucket of the night for Lane. And Van Sickle called for the foul will be his third. And the fourth team foul on Branson. Lane Grimes trying to complete the three-point play, and the free throw is good. So Lane on the board with three. All six Bobcats that have played tonight have scored. And here comes Branson down again by 13, 51-48. Scarborough's got it. Gets to the free throw line. Pass down low to Van Sickle. He hands it off to Jones. Jones couldn't score. Got his own rebound out to Van Sickle. 10-foot jumper. Rattles in. Van Sickle hits a little 10-footer. And we'll get a timeout called by Branson. 3:36 to go in the ballgame. Thayer leads by 11, 51-40. Got timeout on the court. We'll be back to Bolivar in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-through at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
When you're
crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn in Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzain.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats!
I want to say thank you to some more of the Bobcat Boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. They include the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer, Mammoth Spring and Alton, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer, and the Thayer Walmart. Thayer Bobcats inbound the ball after the timeout by Branson. Branson, a little bit of full court pressure here. They've only committed four personal 13 fouls, so they got a bit to go for the Bobcats to go to the free throw line. Thayer working it up out of the backcourt, got it across the timeline. So Landry Pitt. Pitt trying to pass it down to Andrews, and the pass is deflected and stolen by Branson. So the Pirates have got it back down by 11. We're going to get a whistle, and we're going to get a foul. Again, away from the ball, this will be on Lane Grimes. Grimes called for the foul. It will be his third, and that will put number 22, Jack Van Sickle, at the free throw line for Branson. Van Sickle has scored 7 points tonight. Hit the first bucket of the game for Branson, a three-pointer. Gave him a lead at that point, 3-2. And the free throw here is good. He's scored 5 points in the second half. And another free throw for the 6'2 senior, Jack Van Sickle. On the way, and it is good. Branson been really good from the free throw line. Van Sickle is perfect. Jones is perfect. They are looking in down the ball here, and we're going to get a holding call on Branson. Number two, Ethan Jones, trying to guard Jordan Andrews, and he helps. That'll be the 15th foul with 3:16 to go in the game. Thayer's lead is down to 9, 51-42. Bobcats inbound in the backcourt. Gage Pitts working against the defense. Got the double team to come to it. Got it over to Burns. Burns got it down to Landry Pitts. Thayer breaks the press. They swing it over to Burns. Burns will back it out. Thayer can run some clock here. The 9-point lead. Here's Burns going hard to the bucket. Lays it up, no good. Rebound, volleyed up and around. Branson's got it, and then lost it out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Coach Pitts applauded the effort of his Thayer Bobcats right there. That ball was deflected by Burns diving after it, and it went off of Branson out of bounds. 2:53 to go in the game. Thayer's lead, once 13, is now back down to 9. Bobcats will inbound the ball into their backcourt. Gage Pitts has got it. Works around the defense. Got it up across the timeline, and a foul going to get whistled. This will be a push on number two, Ethan Jones. Call for his third. That's the 16th foul on Branson. And Thayer will inbound it here with 2:49 to go in the game. Lane Grimes on the inbound. Got to Landry Pitts. Landry brings away from the defense, and a steal by Branson. Oh, it goes the layup. Number five, Scarborough hits the layup, and Branson calls the timeout. 2:42 to go. Thayer's lead is now 7, 51-44. We got a timeout on the court. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ashflat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ashflat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Life-changing.
Now, folks, don't turn it off early. We got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner here in the first round of the Liberator Tournament in Bolivar. They about catch one, had a 13-point lead, now lead it by 7. And they did it across the timeline, got it down to Gage Pitts. He'll back it out from the baseline, got it through the circle, and it's going to be fouled. Foul will be on the Branson Pirates, number 20. That is Tristan Pierce and Gage Pitts, who go to the free throw line, shoot the 1-1. What do you say about Bobcats? Both teams now over the limit. First free throw by the Bobcats senior guard is good. Gage now with 14 on the line. Bobcats are led by Jordan Andrews, who has 17. Gage looking for another one. It's good. Gage Pitts with 15 points in the game, 10 of them here in the second half. He hit a pair of threes early on in the third quarter. Here comes the Branson the other way. Scarborough going to the rack. This is a shot. Rebound taken by Burns for the Thayer Bobcats. Burns races up across the timeline with it and is going to get fouled. That'll be on number 2, Ethan Jones, and that'll be number 4 on Ethan Jones. And Aiden Burns will go to the free throw line. Substitution for Thayer. Keaton Nicholson back in the ballgame. Lane Grimes will check out. Burns going to the line, will shoot the 1-1, trying to add to a 9-point lead for the Thayer Bobcats. Get this thing back to double digits. First one is up and good for the sophomore. Burns now with 10 points. Third Bobcat in double figures already. And Nicholson's got 7. Another one is up for Burns. It's good. Burns has got 11. And here come the Branson Pirates, down by 11 with 2:12 to play in the game. Passing on the right side, Scarborough got out to Jones. Jones goes around the defender. We're going to get a foul, be a block. That'll be on Jordan Andrews. That'll be the second foul, third foul now on Andrews. I only had him for one. So third foul on Andrews. And at the line, Ethan Jones, he'll shoot the 1-1. Actually, shooting 2. That was the 10th team foul. And the first one is no good. So he's now 4-for-5 from the line. And another one is on the way for the senior from Branson. It's good. He's got 5 points in the game. All of them have been in the second half. Thayer looking to break the full-court pressure. Got up to Nicholson. Got a clean look at the bucket. And then the shot is blocked by Scarborough. And the Bobcats steal it, coming the other way. Gage Pitts will go for the layup. They're going to wave it off. He got fouled before the shot. Well, Thayer up by 10 here. Fouls on number 22. That is Van Sickle. That is a 4th on Van Sickle for Branson. And Gage Pitts will step back to the free throw line for the Thayer Bobcats. Trying to add his point total. It was 2-for-2 just a moment ago, and he hits another one here. 16 for Pitts. Bobcats back up 11 with a minute 54 to go in the game. Gage maybe having his best offensive output of the year. 17 in the ballgame now. And Branson comes the other way, down by 12. Got it down low to Jones. Jones back outside. Ball stolen by Gage Pitts. He'll give it out to Landry. Landry Pitts dribbles up to midcourt. His pass is intercepted by Scarborough. Bounces it down to Goodwin, who will score the layup for Branson. Goodwin with 12. All of them in the second half. Thayer now looking to break the full court pressure. Got the ball up to Andrews. Andrews attacking the basket. Trying to shuffle it down to Keaton Nicholson. Ball deflected by the defense, but Andrews got it back. Andrews weaving his way through traffic. Pull up jumper in the lane. It's good. Andrews says, where is the foul call? Andrews with the bucket now with 19 for Thayer. Branson's got the ball back. Down by 12. We're down to a minute 10 to go. There's Scarborough with it. Got over to Jones. Jones trying to drive the baseline. Trying to leave it. A cutter in the lane. Now steal by Gage Pitts. Gage will go for the uncontested layup, and it's good. Oh, and he gets fouled. And we'll go to the free throw line. Gage Pitts, 19 on the line, tied for the game high for the Thayer Bobcats. And the foul is on Pierce, will be his second. And Gage Pitts will go to the free throw line and shoot one. Trying to add to the 13-point lead. Actually, 14-point lead for Thayer, 61-47. And if he makes it 15, it'll be the biggest lead of the night. That's good. Gage Pitts now with 20 to lead the Thayer Bobcats tonight, 15 of them in the second half. We're down under a minute to go. So the Thayer Bobcats, barring a miracle here. Here's Scarborough with a 3-point shot. It is blocked by Burns to Andrews, who elevates from the jam. Andrews finishes off tonight with a slam dunk. 21 for Andrews, 35 seconds to go, Thayer up 17. Branson working it down the left side, little one-hand hook shot, no good, rebound, count it, and the foul for Ethan Jones. Ethan Jones came flying out of nowhere, got the rebound, put it back up and in, and he's fouled by Landry Kicks. But this one's all over. 29.9 seconds to play in the game, Thayer up by 15. It's been a tough one tonight. Jones at the line trying to add to his point total. That gives him 8 points in the game, all of them in the second half. So Blanchard will full court press again. 29 seconds to go. Bobcats inbound it to Burns. Burns dribbles away from the double team. Stops up the left side, and he got pushed by number three, Pilot Ascone. Ascone called for the foul, his third. Now send Hayden Burns to the free throw line. Burns with 11 points tonight. Big sophomore has played well. And he will go to the line and shoot the two-shot foul. First one is up and good for Burns. Burns now with 12. Andrews with 21. Pitts with 20. Burns with 12. And the Bayer Bobcats will advance to the semifinals of the Bolivar Tournament, the Liberator Tournament. Second shot good for Burns. Bayer leads it by 16, biggest lead of the game. Here's Scarborough for Branson. Floats into the lane, shoots a little one-hander. That one is good. 20 for Scarborough for Branson. Bayer breaks the full court press again. Gage Pitts up the floor. Going all the way to the basket. Lays it up, no good. Rebound, ball it out to Burns. Burns, a little scoop shot. That's no good. Nicholson with a tip-in. Nicholson with a tip-in. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it by 16. Here's a shot. The buzzer, no good. And the Thayer Bobcats have beaten the Branson Pirates 68-52 here at the Bolivar Liberator Tournament at the Bolivar High School. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your post-game report. Brought to you by the Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat screen TV that just got stolen.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We're proud to sponsor the St. Jude Radiothon again this year. Now through February 5th, we will donate $50 per vehicle sold at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Find new roads and stop by and help us donate to a wonderful cause.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Group of Chevrolet in West Plains.
And we're back to Bolivar after the ball game. The Thayer Bobcats have beaten the Branson Pirates tonight 68-52. Thayer outscoring the Pirates 24-21 in the fourth quarter. And they outscored them in every quarter of the game, 15-11 in the first, 11-10 in the second, 18-10 in the third, and 24-21 in the fourth. And the Bobcats hit their free throws down the stretch to kind of add to the lead. But this was a really good ball game. If you just heard, a four-point game at the end of the quarter. It was a five-point game at the half. They are led by 13 at the end of three, and they win it tonight by 16. 68-52 is your final. The Bobcats were led tonight by Jordan Andrews, the Bobcats senior all-stater, had 21. Gage Pitts had 20 in the game, 13 for Aiden Burns, 8 for Keaton Nicholson, 3 for Lane Grimes, and 2 for Landry Pitts. For the Branson Pirates, they were led by Kyle Scarborough. He had 20 in the game, 15 of those in the first half, as he hit 3 three-pointers in the first half. He did not, I don't even think he had an opportunity to shoot one in the second. Bobcats really clamped down on the perimeter game of Branson in the second half. 12 points for Cade Goodwin. Those all came from the inside. All 12 of those points in the second half. 8 for Ethan Jones for Branson. All of those in the second half. and 9 for Jack Van Sickle, and 6 of those came in the second half, and just a 3-pointer for Pilot Escone. Again, Thayer wins it tonight, 68-52. Bobcats are now 16-1 on the year, and they will play tomorrow night at 8:30 against the Republic Tigers. Now, here's how the schedule breaks out for the 87th Bolivar Liberator Tournament. At 4 o'clock, Camdenton will take on the West Plains Scissors. At 5:30, Branson battles Benton. At 7 o'clock, top-seeded and number one-ranked Bolivar, they're the number one-ranked team in Class 5, they will play Helias, and then your number one-ranked Thayer Bobcats will battle Republic in the 8:30 ballgame. We'll have it for you here on K-Country 95. I'm going to take one more break. We'll be back to name the Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game, brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Ready to buy a home? Whether it's a starter, a vacation, or a forever home, a RE/MAX agent has the market knowledge, experience, and skills to help find what you need, then secure the keys. I'm Alex O'Neill, broker owner at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. When you find yourself in need of professional real estate services, give our team a call at 417-264-6161 or stop by our convenient location next to McDonald's in Thayer. Each office independently owned and operated.
Well, don't think it's any surprise tonight. Our Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game Award is going to go to Gage Pitts, the senior guard for Thayer. Scored 20 points on the night, 15 of those in the second half, and it was his two threes to open the third quarter that really gave the Bobcats a little distance and really led them to a victory here tonight over the Branson Pirates. So Gage Pitts, our Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game, brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. That's going to wrap it up for tonight. Don't forget, we'll be right back here tomorrow night, 8:30, as the Thayer Bobcats battle the Republic Tigers in the semifinals of the 87th Annual Bolivar Liberator Tournament. Our game tonight has been brought to you by Palace Drug in Mammoth Spring and Salem, Century 21 Combs and Associates in Thayer, the PCN of Thayer, Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley, the Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove in Thayer, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey, RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange, Alex and Kylie O'Neill in Thayer, the Baxter Regional Health System's Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Spring, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in Thayer, Monty's Outdoors, Ozarka College, the Card Doctor 2 in Thayer, the FNBC Community Bankers, and Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. For Bob, back in the studio, I'm Redbone Mike Grace. Till next time, have a good time. Thayer Bobcat Basketball, a presentation of the Ecom Sports Network.